Welcome to www.ilovehistory.co.uk. Think. Question. Understand.
Hello, and welcome back to the GCSE History Revision Podcast. In this episode, we'll be looking at the question, to what extent was the Treaty of Versailles fair? So we'll start off by looking at arguments that the Treaty of Versailles was fair, and then we'll look at arguments that it was not fair. Many people said that the Treaty of Versailles was fair. They said it needed to be harsh to stop Germany from attacking France again. Their argument was that Germany was a historically aggressive country. She had, after all, invaded France twice in living memory. People like Clemenceau, the Prime Minister of France, argued that his country needed protection against the threat of another German attack. Therefore, Germany needed to be weakened, with reductions placed on its armed forces and money taken in reparations. Another argument that the Treaty of Versailles was fair was that if Germany had won the war, they would have done the same thing. The last time that Germany and France had fought, in the 1870 Franco-Prussian War, France had lost. At the end of it, Germany had taken a part of France, Alsace-Lorraine. Similarly, and more recently, when Russia had been forced out of the First World War, Germany had signed a very harsh treaty with it. The Treaty of Brest-Litovsk had taken huge swathes of Russian land and a quarter of the Russian population. The argument was that Germany had clearly shown how she thought disputes should be settled. A further argument that the Treaty of Versailles was fair was that Germany needed to pay for the damage and destruction which it had caused. After all, France and Belgium had not asked to be invaded, yet the majority of fighting had taken place there. No fighting had taken place in Germany, and no German land or buildings had been destroyed. By contrast, in France, an area the size of Wales had been destroyed. Thousands of factories, homes, roads, and railways were gone, and 1.3 million Frenchmen had died during the war. Clearly, many people wanted to see Germany pay for what it had done, and it was more than that. This was about punishment and revenge. They wanted to see their enemy punished for the deaths and the suffering which they had endured. For many people in Britain and France, the treaty was in fact not harsh enough. Nevertheless, there are many arguments that the treaty was in fact too harsh and was unfair. Towards the end of the First World War, President Wilson of the United States of America had put forward his 14 points. These were a set of ideas to try to create a more peaceful world after the war. Many Germans had believed that the Treaty of Versailles would be based on these points. However, they were not used in the final treaty. For example, one of Wilson's ideas was self-determination. This meant that people should be able to choose which country they lived in. But self-determination was denied to the Germans. The Treaty of Versailles, in fact, made 12.5% of the German population live in foreign countries like Poland and Czechoslovakia. Similarly, the Anschluss, the joining of Austria and Germany, was forbidden. This clearly went against the policy of self-determination. Another argument that the Treaty of Versailles was unfair was based upon the reductions in Germany's armed forces. Germany had great pride in its army, and many Germans felt that this had been cruelly reduced. They were allowed no air force, no submarines, only 6 battleships and 100,000 men. Many Germans felt that this made them defenceless, not just against big countries like France, but also against smaller countries like Poland and Czechoslovakia. Furthermore, many German people felt that this was deeply unfair. They hadn't lost the war, so they believed. They had signed a ceasefire. Why should they then be treated as a defeated power? The Treaty of Versailles had also demanded that Germany pay reparations of £6.6 billion. For many people, this amount was another reason that the treaty was unfair. If they had continued paying this, Germany would have paid the last amount in 1984. Furthermore, even though they had huge reparations to pay, much of their rich industrial land was given away. 16% of their coal fields were gone, and half of the iron and steel industries. Many Germans felt that this made reparations even more impossible, that the Allies were trying to starve their children and cripple Germany's economy. The feelings of unfairness were made worse by the fact that as Germany lost huge amounts of land, Britain and France were building their empires. The Treaty of Versailles had also said that Germany was 100% to blame for the war. That was in Article 231. But many Germans felt that this was unfair. After all, Russia, they argued, had played a big part in the cause of the war. Furthermore, Germans felt that they had had no say in the making of the Treaty of Versailles, describing it as diktat. And finally, perhaps most importantly, many Germans felt it was unfair because it was the Kaiser who had led Germany into the war, not the ordinary people in the street. Yet it was the ordinary people who were being made to suffer through the Treaty of Versailles. As a result of the Treaty of Versailles, many Germans were left weak and very angry. This could cause problems in the future. Furthermore, a weak Germany would be useless in trying to get European trade and wealth growing again. There were then arguments that the treaty was fair and arguments that the treaty was unfair. In the end, no one liked the treaty. Lloyd George of Britain and Wilson of America thought it wouldn't work. And Clemenceau of France, well, he was criticised because many French people thought it wasn't harsh enough.